the 2019 World Credit Union Conference in this beautiful place called the Bahamas. And I got a big skylight right above me here, Chad, and the sun is beaming down on us.
Feels great.
It feels really good. And with me here in the Bahamas, in the studio lounge, is Mr. Chad Helmanack from the Foundation. Not the Foundation, the Foundation.
Is that how it's pronounced?
That's the way I'm pronouncing it.
I like it.
Because there's nothing like it, for sure. You guys do a tremendous job there at the Foundation.
Thank you.
So good stuff there. So how's that? I just found out this is your first World Council or World Credit Union Conference.
Yeah, I've been working in credit unions for 13 years, and I just never had the chance to come, and this opened up, and being here not only as a participant, but also spending some time with the global DEs, mm-hmm. and also the YCUP mm-hmm. program yeah. here too. I got to speak to them yesterday, so making the most of my time while I'm here, it's just been fantastic.
Yeah.
61 countries represented, I can't believe it.
That's an amazing number, and yeah. over 2,000, I think 2,100 attendees here,
yeah.
so
yeah.
yeah, the turnout is tremendous, and it, as well it should be, so
yeah.
good stuff going on around the globe for credit unions. And speaking of DEs, what the hell is a DE anyway? Because we were talking before the recording, and this is yeah. kind of like the best kept secret in credit union world. So
yeah.
what is a DE?
And
pardon my French.
I completely, the question's a fair one, and one that I love to talk about the answer, because it shouldn't be a best kept secret. Like credit unions, right? There's a parallel there. DE, the Credit Union Development Educator Program, has been around since 1982.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the years, it's evolved. And the core of it, though, has been understanding the principles and values that make us different, understanding what that credit union difference really is,
mm-hmm.
and then understanding what that can do for our members. How do you leverage that in an actionable way to make our members' lives better,
mm-hmm.
make the communities we live in better?
Mm-hmm.
And so we do that by, there's a couple core pieces, if you don't mind me sharing the secret
sauce.
Go for
it. Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
So the methodology is talking about the credit union difference. And it's really not, DE isn't about me up at the front of the room expounding my knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a reflective process for everybody who's there. So
mm-hmm.
picture 48 people from 48 credit union leaders, because it is a leadership program, from all over the country and some from the globe, sharing their experiences and their, the credit union difference through their eyes. So
mm-hmm.
that first piece is the credit union difference. What are the principles and values that define us? And we dive deep into that.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the training, there's experiential, learning, there's activities. We learn by doing, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of fun having that experience. The second piece is talking about development issues.
Mm-hmm.
So there's global development issues that have been core to DE from the get-go. And they've evolved over time, too. We have 12 of them. And often credit unions only think they've got this area to play in with regard to financial services of credit and savings.
Mm-hmm.
But there's member issues such as hunger, transportation, the environment, diversity, equity, inclusion
mm-hmm.
are two of the development issues that we've just, again, this evolution process,
yeah.
we've just modified our development issues to cover that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But these issues that kind of go beyond traditional financial services that absolutely have an impact on members' lives.
Mm-hmm.
So the development issues is the second part. And then the third part is putting that into action. So we talk about empathy, but this broader topic, and I'm loving learning about this as I go, emotional intelligence. So understanding that we can have all the what's in the house in processes and all our systems and credit
mm-hmm.
unions, but there's a piece of that EQ piece and how you deliver on the credit union difference, how that lives out in your branches
mm-hmm.
and in your buildings. That's EQ and empathy, delivering empathy, and that's the piece that other financial institutions can't or won't do.
Mm-hmm.
We can take
yeah.
the time to do that.
Right.
And so what makes it so all those three pieces coming together is what DE's made of.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think the secret sauce and what we try to keep secret is the activities in there, right? Because we want people to be kind of on their toes as
sure.
they're going, and we
sure.
want them to be interacting with each other. We don't want them to plan or give too much pre-thought. So it's really living in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So the activities themselves is kind of the secret sauce. And those,
okay.
quite honestly, change over time a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And but those three pieces, so it's the credit union difference and having a deep understanding of that, the development issues,
mm-hmm.
and then emotional intelligence,
mm-hmm.
putting that into action.
So how do you get the word out about the DE program?
Yeah.
How do you make it, I mean, like you said before the recording, you want to shout from the rooftops, which is why we said, hell, what the hell is?
Yeah.
Because it captures people's attention.
Yeah.
So how do you plan to capture more attention
sure.
within the credit union industry on the DE program? Because it is, when you go through the DE program,
yeah.
I mean, you become part of this, this brotherhood, this sisterhood that only a few, well, I don't say a few, but just these folks have gone through, and they're so proud of their class, and they always say my class is the best DE class and that type of stuff.
Yeah.
So how do we get more folks involved here to participate and become DEs in our industry?
Well, part of the training has become a bit meta, and some of the resources we're building around it. So just recently that 2-minute spiel I just gave you, that's not, I think, the ideal way we want to explain DE, but I think the resources, what we're trying to give DEs a chance to do is help them explain it in their own words, because really the DE experience is, despite having that methodology and those core learnings along the way, it's going to be a little bit different for everyone. Everyone's going to take a different piece away. So helping them to say, look, here's what you can talk about, here's what we want you to say, and then make it your own, because that's the beauty of spreading the word about DE. The reality is we're approaching close to 2,000 DEs in the U.S. alone.
Good for you guys.
And then with the international programs, we've got six or seven of them right now. I'm embarrassed I don't have to count. There's Canada, there's the Caribbean, we've got Africa, we've got UK, we've got the Philippines, and we've got Asia. So there are 4,500, we estimate or so, DEs worldwide, so doubling the amount of U.S. Okay. So there's tons of people who have been through this program, and it's really been organic growth so far. People talking about their experience and telling others to join us. So we're really grateful to have this really expansive network who is willing to share that story.
Yeah.
But I think having that way to sum it up, and the way that kind of elevator pitch is, everyone talks about the what's and the hows of business. You can go to tons of trainings, and there are great education programs out there that explore that. We explore the why. We're looking at the heart of the movement and really seeing ourselves as not ancillary. This isn't talking about just your social responsibility, your philanthropic goals. This is tied to our bottom line. The heart is as important as the head, and we provide that glimpse into that.
Yeah.
And again, it's not telling people what to feel, but it's sharing with them this broader message and saying, what do you think of that? And that's where the magic happens.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what's so hard, I think, sometimes to put into words when you go through that.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's not very many industries, if at all, that have a program like this, where it teaches you about the industry and it really kind of brings it home, this mission, all that type of stuff that really gets you, that really connects you with you or anybody else who's in the industry. It's like, hey, we're a brotherhood, we're a sisterhood here, you know, and we're all part of this grand movement. So there's not many industries that can really say that.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because there's sometimes a misperception that DE is a celebration of history and our past.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely that.
Sure.
But also helping to understand how our past can help us to build the future.
Oh, of course.
And that sounds a little corny, but if we lose our soul moving forward, there's all kinds of technology, and as credit unions in general, our movement scales, we're facing things that, you know, people keep saying we're moving quicker, there's all kinds of disruption in the marketplace.
Yeah.
We can do this. We've been, the other thing too we talk about in DE is that credit unions are disruptors. Banks have been around for thousands of years.
We're the original disruptors, come on.
We've been around for 150.
Yeah.
And we've been able to, so we lament about the market share, and of course we want to grow that, but at the same time, look at the disruption we've caused. And we can't forget our role as disruptors moving forward, because if we just give that term to tech companies in Silicon Valley, we're losing that piece of our soul. We've been disrupting for 150 years. Let's keep doing that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
So,
good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
So how can we get the word out for you guys? I mean, what? Obviously, you have classes throughout the year on classes.
Yeah.
You have
programs. Yeah,
programs
classes,
throughout
yeah.
the year.
Yeah.
So how does somebody sign up? How do we get more people involved here? What do they do?
Well, so right now, we have two classes left in 2018, September, November, and we have 20 or 25 people for each class on the waiting list.
Okay.
So we're sold out for 2019. For 2020, we just announced the dates.
Oh.
Wouldn't it have been nice for me to write those down and have those ready to share with our audience here?
It would have, Chad.
My goodness. Can we put that in the description or something?
We can put that in the show notes for sure.
Thanks, Mike.
Just a minor detail.
Mike's always got my back.
We got your back, man. We got your back.
But we're going later in the year. We're going to announce the registration process for that. We'll have four classes. It's a 6-day program. You arrive in 2020. We're shifting the days a little bit too. So just to set the stage, you show up Sunday night. You leave Saturday morning. So it's a week long program. We limit the classes to 48. We'll open up registration. We'll announce when that timing is at later towards the end of the year. So beyond that, though. And that's kind of why I'm here, too, and why I got to talk to the young professional group here. I don't know if you had a chance to meet with them.
I will tomorrow.
Incredible, group and energy there.
Oh my gosh, energy. Yeah.
So taking pieces of that DE message and sharing it with groups like that, but going beyond speaker sessions, I've been, in the past 2 weeks, I've been at the Wisconsin Credit Union League, the Illinois Credit Union League. I was at CUNA Management School. I'm here now. I did a session for CUNA Mutual Group. Taking the pieces of DE and customizing it for audiences. So if I came in to see a broadcast and said, Mike, you know, how are you living the cooperative principles yourself? You know, what would the development issues have an impact on your audience, you know? And, you know, maybe that's not the best example, but at the same time, I think we could find ways that what you're doing right now is living the cooperative principles and that difference. So it's, you know, going into a credit union or an organization that supports credit unions, that can be really powerful because sometimes, especially the secondary groups, they don't have that member connection. They don't see that impact they make in members' lives.
Yeah.
And leagues, system partners, CUSOs, they all have a really important role in making credit unions have the capabilities to do that, right?
Yeah, right.
So we explore that. And so that's a long answer to your short question. I think the bottom line is, you know, as we open up new DE classes, of course we want people to register for those. But beyond that, how can we, and this is where, as I go out and deliver this, what else should we be doing with this? How else can I help and the foundation help deliver that message of purpose? Where can we go and what, you know, and really we at the foundation, we call ourselves catalysts in that we can't do any of our work alone. And so we're absolutely interested in partnerships and organizations who are looking to have this in their business.
Right on.
We see, and people, you've seen this yourself, DEs come out on fire. When we talk about our purpose, people get fired up about credit unions.
They do.
And we absolutely need that today more than ever.
Indeed. And the classes or the program take place in Madison, right?
Yes, yes.
Madison. I have to say something about Madison. That is a very cool, I was just there 2 weeks ago, and it's such a cool town.
Thank you.
So you gotta go.
Yeah.
The food is fabulous. The whole area around the Capitol area and stuff like that is awesome. So, I mean, that's just another added bonus for the DE program.
There's,
you go there and you get to hang out.
Cheese curds. Did you have Spotted Cow beer? That's
no,
our famous.
No, I had cheese curds, though.
Okay. And then,
first time.
Of course, it's the heart of the U.S. credit union movement.
It is. It's the Mecca.
Our entire onion there, the credit union onion. That's another DE thing. If you come someday, Mike, when you come, I should say.
I will.
You'll learn all about that.
I will. The onion. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Chad. Anything else to add to wrap up here?
I just appreciate your time, and it's always good to talk to you. And keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Really, and you as well, sir.
Thank you.
And if you listen closely, the music just stopped. It sounded just like you singing.
Is that? No, I don't sound that good. But I appreciate you saying that.
You're welcome. All right, Chad. Thanks, man.
Thanks a
appreciate
lot,
the time. There he is, Chad Helmanack from not the founder, the foundation. Go check it out, and go sign up for the next DE program. Go on.
We'll see you soon.
Right on.